The White Sox and Twins from Chicago on Wednesday. In the bottom of the third inning, Irvin Santana's on the mound for Minnesota. Alan Hansen is at the plate.
1-2 pitch is lined fair inside first down the right field line. Hansen will turn first and make second as Kepler plays it off the sidewall. And he's going to try for three. The relay throw to third is going to be late. Now it pops away. Hansen pops up to his feet. He's going to score, and the White Sox lead 1-0.
Setting up outside on Polanco in the pitch. Hit high in the air, right field. Garcia turns around and gone. Stay hot, Polanco. Tied it up 1-1 with his fourth homer of the series. And now 8 RBIs. That ball was crushed to right field. And the pitch. Hit high in the air, right field. Ball might have a chance. Kepler back on the track, looks up. And that's a solo homer on an 0-2 pitch for Lurie Garcia. His ninth of the year, and the White Sox kind of creep back now down 3-2.
And the pitch, line to third and fair, past Escobar, this will tie the game. Garcia scores, Moncada digging for two. Moncada will stop, it's a game-tying double, 3-3. And the 1-0 pitch, ground ball left side, base hit left field. Garcia to third, he's going to try to score. Rosario's throw off Jimenez's body, the White Sox win it 4-3.
It's the first career walk-off hit for Tim Anderson as the White Sox beat the Twins 4-3 on Wednesday. Just the second loss in 8 games for Minnesota, who fall to 9-6 against the last-place White Sox. The Twins miss an opportunity to gain another game of the wild-card standings, and they fall 4-3 to the White Sox on Wednesday. After the game, here's Twins manager Paul Molitor on the loss.
You know, we were kind of fortunate to be in the position we were heading into the 8th leading, I thought. You know, we didn't swing the bats particularly well. You know, Shields did a pretty good job of, mixing his stuff. You know, we were out front, a lot of off-speed stuff. We didn't make very good adjustments there. But Irvin did well. We kind of gave him the gift run early and then the home run. And, thought we had pretty good matchups in the last couple innings. You know, couldn't put a couple of guys away after 2 strikes, and they made us pay. And, they put together the rally there in the 9th to win it.
You mentioned before the game that the new delivery might give your guys some trouble. Is there any way to adjust in game?
Well, I think, always when you're seeing something a little bit different, it's going to look different in the box than it does on video. But, the theme early on was he wasn't really throwing the ball by anybody. He was using his deception to get outs for the most part. And we kept getting out front and had trouble staying back. So, obviously it was effective against our club today.
Irvin Santana had another outing. He gets a no decision lasting 7 innings, giving up 3 hits, a run, a walk, and striking out 8. And here's Santana on his strong start.
Well, it went well. You know, he asked me after that long inning, that was going to be enough, and just finish that inning, that game for me, and the good notice, to win 2 guys on and get out of the inning with no score runs. So that's good.
Not that hard. Do you ever imagine that that was going to wind up being such a disastrous play for you?
No, what?
Hansen's ball down the line.
What about it?
It wasn't hit that hard. Do you ever imagine it was going to be?
That was an easy double. I never thought he was going to go to third. So that happens, part of the game.
At what point of that are you kicking yourself thinking, I got to be behind third? At what point of that play, as he's rounding second, I guess, or you think I need to be behind third? Or?
No, I thought it was an easy double, like I say, and even told Polanco, no, don't throw, but he don't hear me, so he throw anyway, so.
Bullpen been pitching so well recently, how tough is it to lose a tough loss like this?
It's tough, but, those guys are doing a great job for us the whole year, so we don't have to put any fingers, they can do what they're doing and we'll be fine.
Jose Berríos takes the mound for the Twins on Thursday in the finale of the 5-game series.